Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tyrant in Training Show. This is Kevin. I am the host. This improv comedy podcast is like a power fantasy for guests because they get to come on and be any sort of tyrannical ruler of an idealized country for themselves like they wish. I said that all in one breath, Brian. I'm here by joined by my guest, Brian Kershaw, who's a fellow podcaster. And please, Brian, please help me with this intro. What have I done wrong? That's all right.
Well, to start with, you got to have big energy, Kevin, leading with like a welcome, 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 and really like pull them in, drag that audience into the show.
I get, and I do get excited about things, but I feel like part of me is like, oh God, I need to get back to bed soon, no matter what time of day it is. And that's the energy I like. That man needs to lie down. But okay, I'll try to welcome everyone. Hey, it's your fun pal Kevin. That seems creepy. Anyway,
Oh my God,
Brian,
I'm so sold right now. I'm
that's
swept
awesome.
up in the power fantasy of running this country and forcing you to do an excited intro.
I feel like you said that when I first messaged you about this, but yeah. Okay. Brian, tell the people about yourself.
Absolutely. My name is Brian Kershaw. I am the host of not one, but two podcasts, Spirits and Monsters of Old Seattle and Facehuggers and Friends. Both of them are actual play podcasts where we play a role-playing game, we record it, we add in sound effects and music and have a storyline. But don't worry too much about like the dice rolls and mechanics and kind of teach people how to play the games as they're listening.
Well, I will point out that I am on one of them, and I did not know we were teaching people how to play it.
Oh, Lucky is always teaching people very important lessons.
Very, yes. Especially about himself. I will say, I know that for anyone who hasn't listened to it yet, you should. We're all really getting into our stride now, right around the time we're definitely going to start dying. But yeah, I've definitely come along with Lucky. He was merely a character to be, but yeah, he's really grown on me.
Kevin, if in this space together, let us be completely honest with one another. I am shocked none of you all have died at the time of this recording.
It's amazing. I mean,
I am amazed each episode that all of you have lived thus far.
and to be, I hate it. I'd rather say it to the rest of the crew than you, because you are the, what do they call it in the alien, the role play, DM?
Technically, legally, I am the game mother, spelled with a U.
Wait, what? How do you spell GameMuther?
That's the one, like the mother
Sure.
computer system.
Oh, I thought it was just German or something, or like bad German. Okay, I'm with you.
Das Game Mother.
If that's the alien, I cannot wait. I was going to say that I feel bad to say it to you because I'm worried that this will backfire, but honestly, I haven't been worried not once in that role play. I thought Lucky has been tiptoeing around like Bugs Bunny.
Oh, I certainly don't think that Lucky has been worried. You should be worried.
Oh yeah, I'm terrified. But yeah. Okay. So, what I'll say is, so that's all very good, but I would say that as a DM, so in the Spirits podcast, which I'm going to shorthand as Spirits, but the role play game with that, what are you? You're not a game mother or game mooder.
I am a game master in that one.
Game master. Okay. Yeah.
So I am telling the story, I'm figuring out the kind of plot the characters are following, I'm running all of the characters who are not our main cast, and kind of keeping everything moving as they wander off down random dark alleys and make dumb decisions.
How long is that going for?
Whoo, still going strong, and we've just put out episode 47
Oh,
at the
sweet.
time of this recording. We're currently taking a little short break to do a mini series of another role-playing game because I am a glutton for punishment.
Right.
And so we are actually doing the Stormlight Archive RPG right now with a story called Freedom Before Destination. And then we're going to get back into doing our main Spirits and Monsters of Old Seattle game, which is all about supernatural investigation in 1800 Seattle.
And where's the other one set in the new one you're doing now, or what time zone?
That one is in a fantasy setting based on the books of Brandon Sanderson.
Oh God, Selena's gonna love that. She's mad into those books. I mean, he's a very
I
prolific
will.
writer, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh yes. I maintain he is not, in fact, a human being. He is a word processor masquerading as a human being.
So you're accusing him of AI.
I'm accusing him of being a robot, not being
Yeah,
AI. Totally different.
all right,
One of
so
those
that
is
that's fun.
offensive.
Yes, yeah,
Yeah, I'll
okay.
send you the link so you could pass on to Celine. If she is into the books, I think she will really enjoy this. And most of the players have never read the book series.
Oh, that's
So
fun.
they're coming into it totally like new and being like, wait, hang on, what? What? What is going on? Why is it like this? Oh my God, that's so cool.
What is has that started yet? Have those episodes
Oh
been
yeah.
released
Yep.
yet?
We just dropped the first one last week.
And is that
Or no,
on?
pardon me, 2 weeks ago.
Can you follow that if you go into
Yep, right in the
the
main feed.
main feed of the
At spiritsandmonsters.com, were you interested in finding my show?
Yes, actually, tell us all the links you need to follow these podcasts.
That's yeah, so our main show, Spirits and Monsters of Old Seattle, as well as this mini series, are all going to be at spiritsandmonsters.com. And you can find Facehuggers and Friends just by searching for that or finding our Linktree, which has our Instagram, all of our various sources and socials, and also has a couple other links on there for things like a free month of Hulu.
Oh, I did not know
I got
that.
great news, Kevin. If, for instance, you wanted to catch up on Alien Earth and not pay for it, here's a way you could do that.
Ah, I did not know that. Why wasn't I alive? Why wasn't I awake for these announcements?
I definitely told you about it, but I think Lucky was on a smoke break at the
I was on a
time.
smoke break. See, I don't smoke anymore in real life, so Lucky is r I'm really channeling my wants in Lucky. Okay, I do have to say, hopefully this won't ruin your reputation, but I am going to play some out of context quotes about your time as being a tyrant. Here they are.
You see, Kevin, this is why you're my top guy. So you're implying the daintiness of my ears is their best quality.
Given
I
a
refuse to give peas a chance. Pull them in, drag that audience into the show.
beast.
Cross promotion.
The reason why I played them is because I want to know what the hell were you thinking?
I would like to personally disavow all the things that I said. However, Kevin, in my defense, I rolled on a series of random tables and that's what came up. So I just had to say it.
You said this way. Have you actually got dice there to roll for some decisions you're
Oh,
going to be making?
absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
I
Let
had
me roll
dice
them for
here.
you right now, Kevin. Of
Are
course
you
I
rolling
have
them on a
dice.
proper map or just on you have the rolling boxes or whatever or
I don't have the nice little rolling box up here because that mutes the sound of them hitting it.
Okay.
So for podcast purposes, but yeah, no,
You
I got plenty of things. Yeah.
surely have that.
I got crazy dice towers and everything. Oh, we got stuff.
Okay, we're gonna get into this podcast and see how you are as a tyrant. You ready? Do you wanna roll the dice to see if you're
Absolutely.
ready?
Let's go.
Oh yeah, okay, let's go. What I first have to ask you is, first of all, are you okay with compliments? Do you want me to compliment you throughout the thing?
As a tyrant, absolutely. They're actually mandatory, Kevin.
And again, I am just a disembodied voice in your head. I'm just an advisor. You can't kill me off in any
Oh, I would
podcast.
never. I would never. Only imprisonment for life.
No, I'm not real. I'm just a voice in your head. You can't put me in prison or anything.
Questionable at best.
That's fine. That's worrying.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm very concerned about my tyranny right now if I'm hearing voices already and we're only just starting.
It's just one voice. Everyone has a voice, and it's just
Oh, well, fair enough.
my accent.
And as long as it's the dulcet tones of Kevin Ryan, I feel completely confident. Never led astray.
I heard dull tones. That's fine. The thing is,
Dulcet?
oh,
Dulcet?
dulcet. Oh, okay. I can take them. I was wondering though, if you constantly hear me praising you, will that get a bit annoying?
Oh no. No, that'll feed into my ego. That is perfectly fine.
Roughly how many minutes between each compliment?
Let's say 3 to 5.
Fuck. That's fine. I'll start with now.
I was gonna say, if you'd rather go more, that's fine too.
No, I'll stick to the 3 to 5 minute rule. I worked in a call center. I keep people on hold. I'm used to getting back within 3 minutes. I'll just start now to set us off. You have an admirable facial hair.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you.
you're welcome.
I worked very hard to keep this. Also, same to you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I've done nothing with this. But okay, fine. Oh, thanks. This is great. You're a nice tyrant. I have to ask you though, we'll set up your island first, right? Because we don't take over country. That's technically bad. We are going to show you an island, show you a map of the world, and that way you can pick out where you want to stay, right? We'll share this. You might be familiar with this. This is a Google map. And all those little dots you see around in the water is previous guests and where they stayed. I've only started this recently. Shay may not be here, but that's not a comment on her. But yes, this is a question of what sort of weather you want, to be honest.
Well, I am a little biased. I live here in Washington State in the US, and I do absolutely love it here. And since Shay has failed to get her dot on the map, I think I will claim a small uninhabited island in the San Juans, here in Washington State.
The fuck is the
So,
San Juans?
right in
Is
the
it in?
Pacific Coast, it's right in kind of that open spot on your map, north of Seattle, south of Vancouver, east of
Oh,
Victoria.
off in here. I wonder, did she go
Yep,
in
in some
there?
of those beautiful islands right up through there.
Okay, so we're gonna put. Do you want to go? No, sorry. Do you want to go south of Lopez Island or north? Wait,
Let's
that's
do right south of Orcas.
where? What? Oh, south of
So,
Orcas, down here.
beautiful. Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now we will say I'm going to say there's 10 million people on this island. It has plenty of room, though, right? We're kind of making this up. Is 10 million people okay?
Let's say yes.
Okay, but we can confirm yes, not just let's say
Oh,
it. We can,
absolutely.
okay, confirm.
Yes. 10 million people? Fantastic. I
Beautiful.
can definitely rule that many.
Oh, naturally, if you can have more if you want,
Let's start with 10 and work our way up.
we'll bring in more. Okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna save this. Oh my God, I've got, oh, there we go. And what I have to find out is, do you have any idea what sort of name you want for your island?
I do. Now, Kevin, I don't think this is coming up in any of our conversations.
Right.
However, I do a lot of role-playing games, and
Do
I
you?
have
Oh.
a long history of role-playing games. I have probably been playing role-playing games for longer than some of your listeners have been alive. So,
Right.
in classic Dungeons and Dragons fashion, I have chosen to name my island Dragonia.
Oh, is it? Are you going to go heavy dragon themed?
We're gonna find out.
Okay. Dragonia, perfect. I'm going to ask this a follow up, and I'm wondering will it be dragons as well? But do you have any idea what your official title is?
Ooh, I am going to say Magister and Head Tyrant.
Wait, Magister and Head Tyrant.
Yeah, if I'm the tyrant of this island, I can give myself two titles.
Nobody has given themselves two titles, I think. Oh, okay. All
There
right. Yeah.
you go, a tyrant in training first.
No, and I did think you were going with something master. But by the way, it's been 4 minutes. I'm just going to add, you're very eloquent. I have
Marvelous.
Magister and Head Tyrant. Do people have to call you both? Do they get in trouble if they just call you one?
They can pick and choose.
Ooh, nice. Okay. At least I don't have to keep saying both. Head Tyrant may come up more. I have Dragonian, Magister, and Head Tyrant there. Okay. What I also need to know is what sort of home do you want on your island of Dragonia?
I think understated palace. You don't ever want to go full Versailles. So something simple, more a little focus on like wood and something, reasonable, like 30 rooms max.
Oh, I might actually have a sort of place you might like here. I Googled understated palace. I did not think it would bring me up anything great, but I could be wrong. Now, there's a few trees ahead of this, but any of these ones? Right, maybe zoom in.
Ooh. Yeah, no, I think some of those can definitely work.
That's about 30 rooms.
Yeah, that's probably about 30 rooms. I will say, for my honeymoon when I got married a few years ago,
Right.
we went to Scotland and got to tour all of these different castles.
Did you go around Scotland?
We did.
Oh, nice.
So we actually did a tour of the entirety of Scotland. We started in Glasgow, then went kind of like northeast, circled the whole
Right.
northeastern coast, went up to Orkney,
Yeah.
went back from Orkney to the Highlands, then went to the Outer Hebrides, came back through, spent my birthday in Loch Ness, and then ended in Edinburgh.
Oh,
So
lovely.
we saw almost all of Scotland.
What drove you over to Scotland from Muttermore?
Oh,
That's what, like,
really, really loved it. It was just so beautiful.
yeah. I'd
We
imagine.
I am not much of an international traveler. So I've been to a few different places here in the US. I've been to Canada, I've been to the Bahamas, but I've never been to Europe prior to this trip. So
Right.
when considering places to go, I thought Scotland would be just absolutely gorgeous and so cool to visit.
I went to Glasgow years ago when I was like maybe 18, 19. It was very much a go watch soccer and drink. So I didn't, a few days and then back. And then a few months ago, we went to Glasgow and Edinburgh. Glasgow, because I was able to remember it more soberly now, I was like, this is actually a lovely city. And then it went up to Edinburgh, and we only did the Fringe Festival. We only saw, like, we were just coming in and out of shows, but we were like, this, it, my God, it's the architecture in Edinburgh is stunning. It's lovely. You get lovely photos out of any random street, but yeah, all right. So you want a nice understated palace with
An
30 rooms in it.
understated Scottish castle, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you plan to work from your home, or are you going into the like city, into an office? Basically, do you want people coming to your home?
I think so. I mean, Kevin, what's the point of having a palace if you're not going to entertain people in the palace?
How do you plan to entertain them?
Oh, we're going to have a very large central hall that I can attend to my various followers in, answering questions, making tyrannical demands, the usual.
Do you want a throne?
Oh, of course.
Really? Not.
Is this not a thing that other tyrants on your show have done?
No, not enough of them.
You see, that's the problem, Kevin. I have spent years as a game master and a dungeon master, so I've gotten all
Yeah.
of my tyrant training in early.
That's true.
These people are still on their tyrant training wheels.
They're still nervous. Have you ever
You just
seen
got you
the.
gotta lean in and embrace it. So yeah, no, absolutely thrown. I think this is where we'll lean into some dragons, like behind it, looking very ominous.
Real dragons.
Oh no. We'll stick with gold and silver dragons for here.
So real gold and silver dragons, like in Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, do you mean
No,
just the chair
no.
is
Like
made of?
made of, yes, made of metal.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were introducing. Okay, I can do that. Have you ever seen the coronation chair, the like English throne?
Probably yes.
I mean, honestly, it's a bit of a letdown, but. I'll
Oh, that's a
show you
bummer.
it. If it shows, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go better than that. That looks
Much better,
uncomfortable.
right? I think this is the UK Parliament, the Sovereign's Throne. What the hell is that?
Disappointing is
You
what
want a
that is.
footrest?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I love it. By the way, your official attire, are you going all kingly?
I think I think you gotta lean in.
So are we talking like medieval king or like Roman emperor with the purple, royal purple, or like what do you want a cape or do you want a crown or a scepter? How much are we adding on to?
I think we're gonna go comfortable but fancy robes. Do like a nice little splash of purple on there, getting that nice imperial connection.
Purple
Yeah,
solid, yeah.
yeah. I think probably understated crown more than like the giant British monarchy crown. Something, like more of a circlet. Still some nice gems, but keep it chill, keep it casual.
And you know what I always
You know, I
wonder
mean, you
with
don't want to be ostentatious with it.
no, you want to be like a bit more of a common man approach.
Understated.
Yeah, understated. Yeah, we'll use that. By the way, you have fantastic glasses. Fair play to you.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. I will say, head tyrant, it's very hard to figure out what shoes you wear with something like that.
Well, that's one of the great parts of tyranny. I get to set the fashion trends. So
That's
really, it's
true.
whatever shoes I want. Personal preference, boots.
Would you have
Boots
boots?
are
You'd
a
be wearing
really
boots all
solid
day.
all weather. Yep. Really solid all weather kind of shoe. Plus, here in the Pacific Northwest, we get a lot of
It's
rain, so it could be slippery out. So, listen, the fastest way to lose your tyrant throne is to do a slip and fall, and then everyone's laughing at you.
So if you slip and fall, you're gone. That's how you lose being a tyrant.
I mean, no one's going to respect you after that.
Okay, they won't respect you if you slip and fall. I am going to
Yep.
ask you to
So,
roll. Do you have a
all right.
D20 or D100?
Kevin,
You
you
got
know the
a
answer is I
stupid
can have
question.
whatever you need.
Okay. Grab that D100. I'm just going to introduce as a mechanic. If you get 95 or a higher,
I've already slipped and fallen.
since it's raining, you've already slipped and fallen, and this will never have happened. We'll have to figure out how we do a tyrant in training show with you not being a tyrant. But
All right, great news. I rolled a 47. I think we're
beautiful.
safe. We're
Didn't even
okay. That's why you
stumble.
wear the boots.
Yeah, that's
That's why you
fair.
wear the
Fine,
boots.
fine. Okay, so one other question while I'm just setting this country up. You
I would hate to think I failed by tyranny pre getting
oh,
my country
potentially.
even off the ground.
Yeah,
Would have been rough.
you stood up from your throne and then fell over.
Just face planted. Yep.
Face planted.
Right on the scepter, right on the orb.
Yeah, you broke your orb.
Terrible.
Your orb. Wait, you have an orb,
I
like
mean,
a
isn't that part
plantio.
of the. Yeah, isn't that part of like the fancy British
They don't have
royal
orbs.
objects? I think they have an
Do
orb.
they? Hold
I
on a
bet
minute.
they've got an orb with the scepter.
British royal fam. Fucking hell. Royal family orb? I'm just going with that. I'm not using AI.
The
Oh
sovereign's orb.
my God. But is that on the? Oh my God. Where the? Okay.
Created
Fine.
in
Yeah, you have an orb. Okay.
1661.
Yeah. Right.
All right, now, Kevin, I'm just saying one of the two of us is a United States citizen. One of the two of us is over in the European area.
Okay, I would also point out one of us is in a country that fought England for a couple of years. One of us is a country that
Yep.
fought them for 800 years. Yeah,
Kevin, both of us are in countries that have fought England together.
but we fought for longer and we're more bitter. Just check out our
All
Eurovision
right.
voting history.
All right. I respect it.
Thank you. Yeah, no, but listen, you have an orb. Do you want what anything you want it made out of specifically or just jewels?
You know, I mean, gold is a classic for an orb.
Just full on
So
gold.
let,
Yeah, okay.
yeah. Actually, you know what?
Like,
I'm going to switch it up a little. I've decided, using my tyrannical decisions. We are going to do like a mirror shined platinum.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Since you said you're going to use your tyrannical, wisdom, I guess, to make that decision, I'm going to ask you this question. Now, I'll put in your mind that whatever your decision is, your citizens who come onto the island, 10 million of them, 10 million of them are going to be happy. Okay, they're delighted with this decision. That's why they're here.
Fantastic.
When it comes to running your island, okay, you obviously have ultimate say over everything, but you have to worry about like the everyday boring admin-y parts of running a country, right? And you don't want to have, you don't, you're not able to do all that by yourself. So
Of course.
here's your two decisions. Do you allow voting so the citizens can vote for 100 citizens to be in a Senate as senators and they'll do all that stuff? You have ultimate power. Or do you want to tell your citizens there's no voting whatsoever? You'll pick 10 people, like an inner circle of your trusted whoever you want. So no voting or voting, which is just for the record, which is Brian Kershaw for democracy or not?
So Brian, as the tyrant, wants to say no voting, but Brian, as the person, can't pass that up. So I am going to allow my citizens to vote. However, we're going to add a randomness mechanic to this because I can't resist that either.
Right.
So who they're voting for will be randomly selected 100 people for a 2-year term.
Oh, so during the whatever the election is, however many candidates are all random and then they can pick out of that.
Yep,
Oh,
exactly.
okay. Yeah.
So
All right.
no campaigning for, it's just your name comes up in the role almost like jury duty. You now have a governmental position here in the Kingdom of Dragonia.
And it's just anyone on the island can be picked random.
Yep. Assumedly of voting age. We don't want like a 6-year-old running.
Just checking. What if it's someone who's like 94 and literally on their deathbed?
I mean, that's US politics, baby.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Isn't that fella Chuck Grassley or Grassley? He's like 92 or 3 now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Strom Thurmond, I thought, was 100 before he stopped running.
Madness. Yeah, okay, but hey, you're okay with
I'm
that.
going to
That's
try and
fine.
avoid getting too real world political with this and
No,
just run
I
my
just mean
regular fantasy tyranny.
I'm rooting the I'm grounding this, you see, at critical time. You have a lovely fan behind you in the background. There, that's another compliment. I've got to think of one.
Kevin, I briefly was looking back, like, is the cat there? Did my wife pop into the room? You
No,
mean an
literally
actual
fan.
physical
Yeah,
fan?
physical fan. Fine fan.
And as a tyrant, I have many fans.
Of course, I will get into some details now about this island because, well, about your rule exactly. Because unfortunately, no matter how brilliant you are, you're going to have a political scandal because every ruler has a political scandal at some stage, right? The good thing is you get to pick what your scandal is.
Oh, fantastic.
So, what would you do? Head turned.
Kevin, I'm so sorry to reveal to you, the people, this terrible tragedy and scandal that I have been involved with. involving weighted dice when choosing who some of our senatorial candidates are. It is possible I may have used some to rule out certain members of our population so that they don't happen to get picked for our
Oh,
key voting roles.
God. Okay. So the thing is, I was thinking, well, your advisors would say, head tyrant, we think you should face this scandal head on. The whole weighted dice gate is after making your popularity go from 100% down to 94%, and we can't have that. So they would offer you two choices, and we role play whichever one you want. Do you think you should go on to the nightly news and be interviewed by an honest to God journalist in every noble sense? They are interesting in knowing what the truth is. Or would you prefer to go on with Jim, who is our propaganda man? He is all pro head tyrant. Which should you do?
Well, I think, you know what, Kevin? I'm going to take the most honest answer that I can. I'm going to let the dice decide.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Whatever, what, yeah, you, whatever
If
mechanic you're using there.
51% or higher, I will go for our propagandist Jim.
Yes.
49 or lower, I will go with an honest journalist.
Fine.
And a 38, so I'm facing
Honest
the
journalist.
honest questions, yeah.
Okay. Do you want us to threaten him beforehand? Just if he gets
Oh, no. We save the threats for after.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you would be sitting down like Frost Nixon, right? You're sat down. As they come back from break, Anderson, the honest journalist in the country of Dragonia, would say, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show. I have here the Magister and head tyrant of Dragonia." Well, that's what your name is. They're not going to call you Brian, are they? So they're like, "Thank you very
No,
much
that'd be
for."
unreasonable.
No, yeah, exactly. They go, "Thank you very much for coming, Magister and head tyrant."
Now, of course, thank you, Anderson.
Thank you. We appreciate your time, but we do have to talk about this scandal that is affecting 6% of the country. No, I need to ask, first of all, the logistics, because you have used weighted dice. The claim is you're using weighted dice to exclude some people from the Senate. How many sided dice is this? Because this is 10 million people.
Now, obviously, Anderson, we could not roll a 10 million sided die. That would be a practical impossibility. So
Okay.
instead, we roll a series of descending dice to do, for instance, a 26 sided die to determine the first letter of the name we'll use,
Oh,
and
okay.
then start
Yes.
to work our way through the population that way. And tragically, Anderson, I have to be honest with you, an honest journalist. I know you'll
Yes.
present me in the best possible light, given I'm sharing my heart to you. There are some letters I just don't like in the alphabet. P's, can't stand it.
Do you eat peas?
F's, right out. Ugh, I'm a tyrant. I don't eat what I don't like.
Okay, so you don't eat peas. You don't
No,
give an
I
F.
refuse to give peas a chance.
No time for peas.
Not a moment of peas.
Okay, not a moment of peas. So you no peas, no
F's,
Fs,
right out.
nor any other letter we
And
should be.
tragically, we only have one guy named Quentin, so we have to eliminate the Qs, because otherwise he would have a disproportionate chance of being elected to the Senate.
And we can't have Quentin doing that. He's a bad
Exactly. We
man.
can't have Quentin.
No, have you met
He
Quentin?
had,
He's awful.
let's just say he had 1 2-hour term, and we decided to change term limits after that.
Right, yeah. That was that because of what he said or what he did?
It was what he
Oof.
said.
Oh yeah. He is I already get into what ist he is, but I feel like that'd be terrible. Anyway, yes.
We don't need to discuss that here.
No,
We're not going to
yeah,
air his dirty business.
yeah, no, well, he's already done that. Yes.
But well, I'm hoping to move past this scandal. I'm hoping to bring this honesty to the people of Dragonia. I want you to know I am your magister and head tyrant, and I am here to represent you vicariously through the senators we select who actually represent you.
Well, the problem is, of course, is that 6% of the population, and to be honest, it could grow, are once they learn how to read, because they are very worried that, recent citizen here, Dolly Parton, is just always going to be excluded. And as you know, Dolly Parton is a saint.
That is true, and that is why I've come to you with this interview. When I realized what we were doing, the magnitude of excluding Dolly Parton, who I am so delighted has chosen to move to Dragonia and bring her Dollywood franchise with her, I saw, however briefly, the error in my ways. And we are going to now use non-weighted dice for the determining of the roles.
Oh, so all the
We
P's and F's
could,
are back in.
Accept the cues. Quentin's still out.
Quentin's still out. Fuck that guy. Yeah, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, no one's going to mind that.
No. I'm surprised you let him on the island anyway.
And rest assured, we have banished the person who came up with this idea in the first place.
Oh, okay. Good. Where's he banished to?
Let's say Tacoma.
I'll say it, which Tacoma. I will also mention, you have a lovely stature. Do have to say that I thought that, you know, the reports were saying that you were going to change Dolly Parton's name, like just call her Dolly Barton, so the bees are okay, but
oh no,
can't
no,
change her name.
Anderson, we could never.
Yeah,
as you said,
true.
Dolly Parton is actually a saint. We have had her canonized as a
Yeah.
living saint
Oh,
here in Dragonia.
right.
And if we change her name, that would technically require paperwork to then canonize her again.
Yeah, you
So
don't want that.
that's
Okay.
very unreasonable.
Yes.
We only have the one canon to announce when someone has been canonized, so we don't want to have to get a second one.
Yeah, is that where you put the orb into and then it flies out and someone has to go
Yes,
get it?
Yes. You
Yeah,
shoot out the
and then someone goes
sovereign's
get it.
orb to announce a canonization
Yeah.
from the canon, of course.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know how religion works.
Yeah, this is just exposition. I'm just, this is needless for me to tell everyone. But
Yep.
He's going to say, thank you very much. He's going to go for a break. Okay. And he's going to say, you're going to lean over and say, look, thank you very much, head tyrant. Appreciate you coming along. Great answers. Look, I just want to let you know, our news station is doing a documentary about you. I hear it's a very pro magister and head tyrant documentary. They have asked
Excellent.
me in my ear to ask you what sort of fantastical facts should we put into the documentary about you?
Oh, gosh, just, you know what? Nothing but the truth.
Which
As long as it's flattering truth, nothing but the truth.
nothing but the truth, which has to be flattering about you. Has
Absolutely, yes. Which all facts about me are.
Great fans, lovely glasses, great stature, whatever other bullshit I'm saying. Yeah,
I think
all
you
that.
got it.
Yeah.
Yep, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Also, please don't forget to compliment my beard.
And a beard, well stylized beard. Okay, yes, okay. We can do that, right? So they're gonna go do that. That's fine, right? You've successfully managed that. I do have to ask about Dragonia, just some little facts about them. You know how, I'm sure Brian knows that stereotyping is wrong.
Of
Right.
course.
But for the purpose of this show, it's quite
Now,
funny.
Kevin, I do want to point out, Brian knows tyranny is also wrong and is strictly against it. And it is only acceptable for comedy purposes.
Yes, are teaching kids, you know, putting them straight. Yeah, yeah.
Like a little tyranny is fine as a treat.
Yeah. On Sundays. So, during Mass, I have to say, even though stereotypes are wrong, it still would be nice to explore them. So, for the Dragonians, I will allow you to choose what's one, like, very positive stereotype of the Dragonians and one very negative one. So, what's your
Excellent,
positive
excellent.
stereotype for these citizens?
I will say here in Dragonia, we have people who are just excellent at mathematics, spreadsheets, numbers, probabilities, working around dice so often.
Oh,
They have
yeah.
just clocked all of that so rapid fire.
Mm.
You ask them, hey, what is the percentage chance of hitting an ogre from 2.5 miles with a longbow? Boom, they know it right off the bat.
Okay, I'm gonna have to ask, do you know it?
As a tyrant, I don't miss.
Right, okay, but if I came to you and said, just so I know, because I'm going out into the woods there, there could be an ogre there, what are the chances of me hitting one?
Statistically, 0%, because 2 miles is outside of the range of a longbow.
Oh, right. Okay. But I couldn't get lucky.
Yeah.
Just aim.
You could only get lucky on Facehuggers and Friends.
Well, that's just on brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't miss a beat.
Cross promotion.
Right, love it. Okay. I will say, though, if that's your good, first of all, if it's a good stereotype that all the citizens are practically accountants.
Yeah, they're very solid mathletes.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. I have to ask, what's the negative stereotype?
As mathletes, I have to acknowledge my citizenry is pretty nerdy.
But isn't
They
nerdy
are
cool, though?
up to a point.
Yeah. Dorky.
They might be a little dorky. They might know way more statistical information than is practical. And it's going to be great when they grow up and they're like, oh, spreadsheets? I'm an amazing CPA, but it's going to be a rough growing period for them.
Oh, but who's bull? Is there any bullies on the island? Or are they all just so nerdy?
That's frowned upon.
Right.
We don't really tolerate that kind of nonsense here.
Since you've willingly filled up your island with a bunch of dorks, I'm going to ask you to roll that D100 again and see if you slip, because I think you deserve that now. 95.
How dare you, sir? 86, dangerously close,
Oh,
but
it was a bit of a
I
wobble.
remain stable. My
Right.
government and my feet are both well
It's
grounded.
a bit of a wobble there on that one, but you're
Yep.
okay.
We've survived Dice Gate, so I'm confident we'll make it.
That's when you try and walk off the set. Whoa. Okay. I also have to ask you, what unusual list is your country top of? And what I mean by that is, I'm sure, financially and healthcare wise, mental health, physical health, stuff like that, education is going to be top of the world.
Physical health, we are not in the top five
Oh
percentile.
God. Yeah,
We
yeah,
yeah no there's an unusually high asthma rate amongst my people.
yeah. God. Yeah,
They get
okay.
winded very easily. They cannot do a
What?
mile.
You're, yeah.
However, their computer proficiency is very good.
Right. And you know you didn't have to make that choice of either or. You
No.
could have said they're all well fit, you know.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
Listen, I know my people.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So I will say we are in the top highest percentile in the world of bookstores to citizen ratio.
Oh, so how many do you reckon bookstores for every citizen, or how many citizens to every bookstore?
We are with our very math-focused people, our very
Mm.
game-focused people, our very nerd-focused people, in Seattle and Vancouver to draw from,
Yeah.
we have got an amazing ratio of coffee shop slash bookstore to citizens, of about one coffee shop slash bookstore to every 200 citizens.
So it's basically like pubs in Ireland, is what you're
Yes.
saying. It's about the
It's
ratio. Okay.
even more. It's like saunas to Finland.
Yes, perfect. Okay. You, I imagine, have made sure that all those bookstores have suitable rooms for people to play board games, D&D, you know, nice spaces that
Of
those sort of
course.
places
Yep.
have. Yeah, that's perfect. What about cat cafes? You like them?
I do.
Ever been in one?
They are a problem for me though, because I do want to keep all of the cats.
You can if you
Now,
want. Yeah.
well, as a tyrant with a 30-room house, I can of course have many, many cats.
Yeah.
However, here as a practical human being, it is a little bit tougher. What
Yeah.
I do not want is my palatial home to pick up that aroma of too many cats.
Yeah, that's too late for me,
So
but yeah, I get you, yeah.
there's a fine balance.
Yeah. I will just jump in here and state that your ears have great I don't know.
Now,
Your ears look lovely. Yeah.
Kevin Ryan, I have headphones on. You can't even see my ears.
That's what I mean. They fit
I'm starting to
so
think some
well.
of these compliments may in fact be
No,
disingenuous.
because look, I have headphones on, and look, my ears stick out because they're big and unnatural. Look. See? See?
So you're implying the daintiness of my ears is their best quality.
They're perfectly well fitted. They're well formed ears, is what I was simply saying. It's a
Very well, very
standard
well. I
compliment in
shall
Ireland.
permit it, but
Thank
just
you.
remember, watching you, keeping an
I
eye
was
on these
going to say,
compliments
eyes are
now.
up here. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, the eyes are over here, not over
Not
here.
around here. Yeah. I know that's my wonky
Not over
eyes too.
here.
Yeah, well done. Very clever. I know that was a fine compliment I was given.
That you included an actual compliment after that of very clever.
No, ignore that one. No, it's the ears I'm sticking with. Okay. So you have a lot of bookstores. How's your military? These fucking nerds. No boots on the
For a
ground.
while, things were hit or miss until we realized that drone warfare was the way of the
The
future, and
way of the future.
suddenly,
Yeah.
yeah, we became, with our army of nerds, very frightening.
That's true.
Not
Tiny,
frightening enough
powerful
that the
country.
US would try and do any kind of attack against us, but enough that no one wanted to really mess with the Island of Nerds because they figured we're working on something important.
Yeah, that's all they do all day, working on yeah, okay, on drones.
On
I
something.
something. Okay. Do you have a secret hidden military facility that you're working on things?
It is below the palace.
Underground bunker. Is that what you're talking
Oh,
about?
absolutely.
Lovely.
Absolutely. Complete with catacombs.
Old ones or new catacombs?
New catacombs, of course. Only the best.
I wonder what new catacombs are like. I think of the catacombs under Rome and stuff. It's very ancient, but don't know, I'd be mad into new catacombs. Don't know the style of
Well, I
it.
mean,
But if you're
the nice
happy,
part,
yeah.
the night, A, yes, I am. So that's the important part.
Exactly.
B, they do actually meet safety codes.
Are there people buried under there?
Not yet. That we've reported to the public.
Okay, but privately, what's
Worry
going
about
on
it.
there? But who's
Worry about
buried?
it.
Okay, but what if?
No comment.
Okay. I'll keep that in into the podcast though. Okay, we'll move on though. What seemingly
Now,
mundane
Kevin, I
thing is
do
banned?
before we move on, there's one last thing I do want to focus on here. We talked about our military.
Yes.
Do you know where the world's finest tactical minds come from? People who play tactical strategy board games.
Right, yes,
So,
risk.
our generals, our advisors have the finest minds that could be found. They are going to be masters of strategy, of tactics. And so, I am very confident that our military is going to be the creme de la creme, the top of the tops.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. More brain than head tired, but we're gonna act this, right?
Indeed.
Out of the two podcasts that you're on, the Spirits and Monsters and Facehuggers and Friends, you can pick three people out of boat, like all together out of boat, to join in as strategic masters of your military. Who are you picking? And you can even say, I'm definitely not picking Kevin from the start, which will just hurt my feelings. But who else are you picking? I want three names.
Now, I have an important question for you.
Yes.
Am I picking the player or am I picking the character?
I tell you what, we're gonna bump this up to five, and you can do a mixture in any way you see fit of both.
Ooh, all
Now,
right.
that's fair.
Now I've got to consider.
Now.
Let's see. I think that if I can pick characters, that will give me the benefit of having some fantastical options.
Yes.
So I think I will take Julian Benavides from Spirits and Monsters of Old Seattle.
I
He is
cannot
an
pronounce that.
entertainer,
Yes.
Julian, who has a fiddle that can control people's minds and compel them to dance.
Oh, can in that setting, do they play the fiddle well, or is it badly played?
He plays it fantastically.
Okay, that's very good. I can pronounce Julian, by the way. It was the second name I was nervous about. What's
Benavidez.
Benavides?
Yep, got it. Nailed it in one.
You have panache, you see, for it. That's a compliment.
That's why. Yep. Continue on. And that is why I will pick Kevin Ryan as one of my advisors.
That's a terrible decision. Why are you doing that?
I am highly confident that having been exposed to so many tyrants over the history of his
Oh,
podcast,
yes.
Kevin Ryan will be able to help me avoid any key missteps.
Okay, as an advisor, can I just point out Kevin Ryan could know a lot about over 100 tyrants. However, he's also learned how to be a sycophant and suck up to every single one of them. So he may betray you.
Everyone needs that one conniving
Risk.
advisor. So
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
in.
yeah.
You're in. You're
Okay.
on the
Number
team.
three. Number three.
Number three, I think I will pick Aaron, who plays Sophie on Spirits and Monsters of Old Seattle.
Okay.
She is someone who has a very good sense of humor. She is someone who does not let people get away with bullshitting. So she is someone who will speak truth
Right.
to power,
Right.
and we'll keep
Okay.
that Kevin Ryan guy in line.
Oh, I'm already afraid of her, Aaron.
Yeah, as you should be, as you should be.
Okay. Number three is done. Number
So
four.
that's three. Yeah, number four. I think I am going to take Liefenbau from Facehuggers and Friends.
But wait a minute, I hate Liefenbaum. That's my whole
No, you
arc.
don't. Lucky hates Liefenbau.
I forget,
Kevin
yeah.
Ryan is just fine with her.
It's just fine.
And I am highly confident that Li Fenbao can plan key military strategies.
Do you know what? Now that you say that, I'm very worried. Should we, you know, record the next episode of it and she dies? Because I'm like, oh no, he's picking off the best ones quick.
And then finally, I would take Dr. Lucius Jensen, who is played by Bill Hruska from Spirits and Monsters.
Yes.
And Dr. Jensen is a keen medical mind. Mm. And so he will be able to help keep our troops healthy and in fit fighting form, as well as he's got a little bit of a drinking problem. So he's got some of that Ulysses S. Grant energy going.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hey, he was one of the reasons why he won the war. Right. The Union. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You need that. Lucius, I love the name. Okay, so there's five of your top generals, including me, which I sincerely think that's a terrible decision. But okay,
Kevin, I have the utmost trust in you.
That's your first mistake. And you will now have to roll. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that if you get a 90 or over, you're losing your crown because you've walked into that. Okay.
Yep. I understand and I accept my decisions.
Absolutely.
That is a 3.
Kevin has won you the entire East Coast and West Coast of America.
I never doubted him for a moment.
Love it. No, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I can't have you suddenly control the world. Okay, you now have the West and East Coast of America.
Mm-hmm. Yep, nailed it.
Do you know what? I will say, this is a genuine compliment now. Although the other ones were as well. But I do appreciate that you went, no, you said it, it's happening. Because that's what I do too. Mm-hmm. If you say it, it's done.
Yep.
You have, I imagine, maybe about 100 million people now in your country. You did say you're potentially expanding.
Yep, and apparently that expansion went way better than I thought it would.
Thanks to Kevin Ryan. And
well-known advisor, Kevin Ryan.
Advisor. Okay.
I like to imagine that Kevin Ryan kept giving me suggestions that he meant as a joke, and then we implemented it, and he was like, I didn't think that would happen. I didn't think this was a good idea. Now we did it, and suddenly it worked.
It's baffling me still. either that, or it took so long for me to deliver the announcement of war on apparently the United States that while the United States were waiting for me to get to the point, all your army of drones came in and just swooped up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We swept them up in a charm offensive. It worked great.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. That's fantastic.
My kingdom's looking good.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are going to get a knock on your door.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock, knock.
I will, of course, send servants to answer it. I don't answer my own door.
Do you want a robot servant?
I'm going to say no for now, because I think that would open up a concerning series of options that we would have with all of our drone technology.
Okay, yes. Okay.
That gets us into a Terminator scenario, and I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Not yet. Okay. What is the name of your servant who's opening the door?
Let's say Carl.
Carl. Okay, Carl. Perfect. Carl is going to go over and open the door, and he's going to advise you that your finance person, one of your finance gurus, Paul, is here with news for you.
Paul's going to see him in.
Paul's going to wave as he comes in, saying, "Hello, head magister. I mean, tyrant. Hello."
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you say? Mm-hmm.
Bring me the news, Paul. The financial news.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've great news for you. We have 20 billion in surplus. Probably thanks to our recent conquest. Yeah. Your citizens are very happy, very excited about this, including the new ones. Your approval rating is still 96%.
Did it ever fully bounce back from Dicegate?
No, even the new citizens went, oh, I heard about that, and they didn't get the interview you see at the time. So
We'll have to rebroadcast that.
We'll try and find it. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so the problem, well, not the problem, is the great news is that your citizens want to build you a world wonder in your honor. Something to show the world you're great. Mm-hmm. They're, as you know, they're great with numbers, not great with creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're great with creativity as far as planning. It's the execution that we run into some problems with.
They're a bit stuck, and they kind of figure, look, we might as well go ask the magister and head tyrant who has in their eyes. You've single-handedly conquered most of North America at this point. So,
It's true.
any ideas what
Just
you
the
want to
best
do?
parts, but don't tell
Best
anyone
parts,
I
don't
said
tell
that.
anyone. Yeah, no, it's fine. We would like to know, what would you like to have built in your honor?
Yes. I think that really in this case, there's only one possible thing that would make sense for a great world wonder.
Do you want to say
And
it
that
on the count of
is,
three?
yes, I do.
One, two, three, go. Okay, right.
A gigantic statue, giant in gold, of an enormous dragon that breathes out an eternal flame and is at least 100 feet tall and is holding a giant D20.
Okay, I was going to count to three, but okay, yeah, no,
Well,
right.
you signaled 1, 2, 3 at me. I thought that's
I
what.
don't know. I thought you were meant to say one, two. Okay, that's perfectly fine. You have an insatiable thirst for knowledge. You want a big statue of a dragon holding a D20.
Yes.
Okay.
Breathing an eternal flame.
Always breathing.
Oh,
Oh, I thought we'd
yeah.
not do it in, yeah.
If it's not an eternal flame, why even bother?
Oh yeah, no, I thought it would be more impressive if it stopped and then started, you know?
Oh, no. You
No,
got to have
oh yeah.
it constantly shooting fire out of the mouth.
Fine,
That's
but it's not,
essential.
you're not, it's just going into the air, right? It's not.
Oh, yeah.
We don't believe in global warming, do we?
Of course we do. We are people of science.
Oh, we do that carbon tax stuff. We offset it. Yeah, that's fine.
And
Great.
now that we control the east and the west coast of the United States, I'm very confident that we could start addressing some of that global warming crisis.
Perfect. Yeah. Get on to Silicon Valley to do all that stuff. Okay, perfect. When we build this, how big should we want it? Do you want an Eiffel Tower size? Like a big
I
statue.
was thinking at least 100 feet tall, something to rival the Statue of Liberty.
Perfect. Whereabouts do you want it, by the
I don't know how large the Statue of Liberty is, I realized in this
way?
moment.
We're going to find out. But whereabouts do you want it? Do you want it on your island of Dragonia now, like the
Oh,
capital?
yes, of
Or,
course.
yeah.
Yep, it's got to be in the capital.
The Statue of Liberty is 93 meters, which is
Oh, I see.
151
Well,
feet, actually. Wait a
all right,
minute.
well, then we're going to have to go to at least 152.
Actually, I might have even gotten it a little
Oh, no,
bit
it's actually
wrong.
quite larger.
It is larger.
305 feet.
Yeah, that was up to a certain point. For some reason, it told me.
305 feet and 1 inch. And so, of
Yeah.
course, we will do 305 feet and 2 inches.
Is that? I don't mean I'm just saying, if someone taught it, is that a bit petty? Why be so exact that you need it to be a bit higher than her?
Because I'm a tyrant.
Oh yes, and you saw her have the whole stat, the flame, and okay. We'll get right on that. What do you want it made out of? Gold, timber, dreams?
Oh, dreams would be fantastic, but I think what we're going to go with instead is we are actually going to use, let's say, bronze, so that
Ah,
we
I
will
like
get
bronze.
that same kind of patinaing effect over time.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, bronze it is, big bronze statue. We are going to call it the Dragonian statue, I imagine. Paul is going to run off and get that done, right? He's into the planning stage. It's perfect.
Fantastic.
How should people celebrate you on your birthday?
I think that they should clearly follow the long-standing Dragonian custom and play some role-playing games.
What would you suggest as the next role-playing game?
Well, previously, I would have probably said some existing ones, but now that I've conquered the west coast of the United States, including the Wizards of the Coast, I am going to force them to put out a new edition of Dungeons and Dragons that I am satisfied by. So you'll be
Right.
playing the brand new sixth edition,
Sixth edition.
the Dragonian Standard Edition.
Yeah, what's one rule you're changing, or one aspect of it you're changing?
I think that this may wind up being my greatest scandal, but we're going to bring Thaco back. And
Explain
this is,
what
this is a
the
very deep cut.
right.
In the ancient days of D&D, back in the long, long ago, your character's armor class went down, and so a negative value represented the best armor. But you still wanted to roll high on your die. And so there was an abstraction for this. This is way nerdier than your listeners probably actually
Good
want.
God. Okay, yeah, no,
And
I'm with you.
so, yep. There was a formula that you had to figure out every time you rolled your dice, and they made it simpler, air quotes, by giving you a value on your character sheet of what you needed to hit a zero as far as armor class. With zero representing like the middle of the best armor, with negative 10 being the best and 10
Right.
being the worst.
And you want
And so
that
it was,
back.
and yep,
Why? Why?
it delights me.
It
It
pleases you.
was, yes, it was needlessly complex and it did help with very quick arithmetic and got people to be like, oh, I rolled a 16, my THAC is a 20, I know I'm able to hit this armor class.
Right.
So
Fantastic.
we're doing it to help the youth.
You are absolutely allowed to bring that back to sixth edition, the Dragonian edition. You're gonna have to roll that dice again because I have to 95 though. I'll stick with 95.
Okay. 35, I'm still in it.
Okay, you're still in it. Okay, I am going to say you are gonna get another knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. That Carl, I presume, is gonna have to go and
Of
answer.
course,
All
yep.
right. So Paul is going to come in. He's going to say, "Hi there, head tyrant, magist. Oh, what a
Magister and Head Tyrant, yes.
magister and head tyrant. Sorry. I've just packed my bags. I'm going on holiday. As you know, I'm going into the center of the United States. The center of it
It's
is
a
still
weird
there,
choice on
right?
your part. Of course. You could go to Canada.
No, I'm going to stick with the center of the United
Okay,
States, wherever
okay.
that is. I'm going to assume Alabama."
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. No, my husband's there, so I figured might as well go visit him, you know. I'll be going
Very
over there
well.
for 6 weeks. I booked up my holiday hours, you know, don't worry. My plane is about to go, so I'm just letting you know. I had a look. The big Dragonian statue is built. There's fire coming out of it 24/7. It's all looking
Marvelous.
beautiful. Had a quick look at the finances. It cost 10 billion to make, but you know, it's worth it for the feature of it. Turns out there was a minus sign in front of the 20 billion, so we never had money. The International Monetary Fund is asking, "Hey, you're 30 billion in debt. Do you know how to like make some more money?" Anyway, Paul Berg goes for his plane. Quentin is waiting for him in Alabama. I'll be back in 6 weeks. Good luck. And Paul's going to leave. So,
Oh, great. Fantastic.
yeah. What's the plan? What are you planning?
We're going to have to get a little creative with our finances. We're going to have to maybe make some hard choices. I think we're going to sell a Carolina.
Do you
We
have
we've
two?
got two of them. We've
Yeah.
got two. No
Yeah.
one needs both Carolinas.
No.
So I think we'll probably sell the Southern one. We'll see if maybe France is buying.
Did they ever have it?
No.
They had a
But I
few
bet they
places,
want
right?
it.
Louisiana or something. Yeah, they might. Is it highest bidder or are you going like if Qatar, a lot of money, Saudi Arabia, China, Rutan.
Kevin, again, I am torn as a person.
Yeah.
Brian the Tyrant will absolutely sell Carolina to the highest bidder.
Highest bidder.
Highest bidder. Brian the person would never.
How have you ever been to either of the Carolinas?
I have.
Oh, they were fine.
They were very hot and sticky, so not my kind of
Yeah, so
jam.
it's just not your.
As a person who lives here in the Pacific Northwest, there is a very certain weather that I am comfortable in. And neither Carolina contains that.
Hand on heart, which are you selling?
South Carolina. It's the muggier one. It's just hotter there.
It's close to Florida and stuff, right? I mean, geez, okay. I'm being very lazy, which I don't really like, but I'm just going off of this silly AI overview because you don't need to Google anything, right? Because this podcast makes no sense, we're going with it. The GDP was approximately 357 billion in 2024.
And just
Surely
think how
you
much we
tell,
can get. Just
yeah,
think how much we can get for it, Kevin.
right? You would like
We're back in the black. You
well
sell
back
one
in the black.
Carolina and you're good to go.
Yeah, that was worth it. Okay, we're gonna say you got 357 billion. I think that's fair to say. Yeah, 1 year. Yeah, fine. Right,
I
cash in
frankly
hand.
think we could drive them up, but I'm willing to go for it. Yep. So our statue is paid for and our GDP is looking good again.
Wait a minute. How much do you think you'd go up to? That's 500 billion.
Who can say? Who can say? Because again, we were going to sell it to the highest bidder.
Would you be happy with 500 billion?
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, roll a D100. If you get anything under 70, I'll say it's fine.
I got an 11.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we'd add in an extra 10 billion for good luck.
I, you know
510
what?
billion.
I, when we were negotiating, I sent in my top advisor, Kevin
Please
Ryan,
don't. Okay.
who crushed it the last time I sent him in, and he got me like probably 40% of the United States.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right.
I'm setting in my best.
You know what the trick is? You say, hey, we'll sell for 357 million. And they go, perfect. And you go, oh, sorry, that
Sorry,
was
I
in
said
dollars,
billion.
but I'm looking for euros, which at the time equates to 510 billion. You see, that was fine. Okay.
But they've already committed.
They've
Yep.
already committed then on the dotted line. Yeah, I put in the currency amount. The
You see, Kevin, this is why you're my top guy.
and amazingly how, yeah.
It amazingly, it keeps working.
It keeps working and you have a very steady base. You haven't slipped
Thank you.
yet. Your advisors think that now that you're after conquering half of at least 40% of America, you are richer than you've ever been now. You have
I
Dolly
mean,
Parton and
it is slightly less than 40% because we did have to sell a Carolina.
okay, slightly less physically, but I think much more happier
Yes.
emotionally by selling
Yep.
South Carolina. You have Dolly Parton, who is potentially your best friend, the way this is working. You have Kevin Ryan somehow managing any
Mastermind.
crisis.
Yep.
Yeah. We think you should have a photo op just to.
Seems very reasonable. Yep.
Yeah. What sort of photo op do you want?
I think that I will probably go with something on my throne.
Yes, yes.
Probably looking out over an adoring hall of subjects, holding, of course, my sovereign orb.
Your sovereign orb.
With my loyal cadre of advisors and Kevin Ryan. Who's only plotting a little bit, but it seems to keep working out, so he continues to get promotions.
Yeah.
And
Screw
just
you,
looking
Aaron.
very.
Sorry.
I'm gonna
She's
tell you said that.
useless.
She's coming for you.
Yeah, no,
She's coming for
useless.
you.
She's done nothing. I keep
She's gonna team up with Li Fenbao, and then you're in trouble. They're gonna shoot you out of the canonization cannon.
I keep that's how I go, yeah. That's how I always dream to. I keep telling you need to get rid of her. She's dead weight.
Never.
Okay.
She's going to listen to this and then she's
Yeah,
going to come for
sorry.
you.
Yeah.
She'll track you down.
Okay.
Very like regal, prestigious, projecting an aura of confidence and power and poise.
I am going to hit you with a terrible moral question. I think you're going to ace it though, but I feel like I have to ask. On your island, which is now a continent practically, is your partner there with you, or have you married Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton herself is married, so
Yeah,
I
I
would
know,
not want
but
to try and steal her husband away
absolutely.
from her. She's very happy.
Yeah.
So I would, of course, bring my wife with me.
Okay, but I was going to say, but wait, if Dolly Parton is single, you're like, well,
No,
okay,
no.
that's fine, that's fine. You know what? You're living out your fantasy of being a tyrant. I have to ask these questions, right?
I would see to it that she is also here in the palace with me, ruling instead.
Wait, Dolly
So
Parton or
we
your partner?
my partner.
Your partner. Okay, yeah, just making sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Dolly Parton could not be involved in politics. She's too good a
No, too
person.
saintly. Yeah.
That's why she's canonized.
That's a thing I have to ask is at some point you're going to have to figure out who's your successor. And what I want to know, first of all, is do you plan on ruling until old age and then you pass away and the next generation handles it? Or are you going to retire?
Now, Kevin, I'm going to get serious with you for a second. Do
Okay.
you know when empires fall apart?
When the Ute take over.
Interestingly, no.
Oh,
It is
okay.
when the tyrant fails to choose who will follow after them. Almost all of Central Europe was under Charlemagne, and his failure to give one single successor and instead to try and break it up under multiple sons led to terrible division and wars. So I will absolutely have a chosen successor. I have too much upon my shoulders from Dragonia East and Dragonia West on the United States, except Carolina.
Yeah, it's gone.
So I just, yeah, it's gone. I could not, in good conscience, let my empire fall to pieces.
Good
And
man.
so I will have a chosen successor.
Right. I did you ever hear when you were saying that? Because I was thinking then, like, oh, Alexander, right? Man who conquered a known world and then died unexpectedly, had no successor, and the whole thing broke apart.
Yep, and then everything fell apart.
Did you ever hear about God, who's why can't I think of the first Roman emperor?
Kevin Ryan, well-known
Oh
emperor.
yeah, that's it. Augustus. Was it Augustus?
Remind
It
me of the
was.
specific Augustus story.
So he became Julius Caesar's nephew, adopted nephew, and then Julius Caesar basically started the whole let's start an empire, but it wasn't officially an empire. Then he got murdered before kind of really cementing the whole emperor stuff, right? And then the Senate thought, well, that'll bring back power to the Senate. But then Augustus was so popular, and people were like, oh my God, the Senate is after killing the popular Julius Caesar. So they demanded Augustus to kind of take power. And he was like very cleverly going, oh no, I simply mustn't be an
I
emperor.
simply couldn't.
Oh, fine, I will. And then he was off to the races, right? He was in charge for about 30 or 40 years. But here's the interesting part, right? So he had an adopted son called Tiberius. He did not like Tiberius, like, just did not like him. I think he was adopted son. But either way, he was the guy that was probably going to be the heir, but he did not want him to be an heir. He tried to get different people. I think he tried to adopt one or two sons. They died in battle. He tried to get another son who died in infancy or something. He had a grandson, okay? And they thought, well, maybe he might choose him. I cannot remember the grandson's name, but I do not know what happened. I have a feeling the grandson was like, I'll just say Donald Trump Jr., just an arse. But I don't know how bad he was. But in history, the grandson was shipped away from Italy and sent to a little rock off the west coast of the Italy, the land itself, and he was left there on a rock with soldiers guarding him. That's how, like, get rid of this clown, out of right. And the only thing we have is that when Augustus was very old, he realized I have no heir, so he went to Tiberius, going, God, I don't like you. You can be the new emperor. And that was whatever, that did whatever else. But Augustus, before he died, he left Rome, went to that little rock in the middle of the Mediterranean, and spoke to his grandson that he had like banished, right? We don't know what he said. We don't know why he went there. And on the way back, he died. And then, like a week after he died, the soldiers on the island killed the grandson, maybe because of Tiberius, but we don't know. So it's fascinating to think what was wrong with that grandson. Like, it's not standard
What was the
nepotism.
yeah. It's
Or
unnepotism, if anything.
not nepotism, but like, yeah,
Like
not spoiled child of the rich family.
anyone but someone related to me.
Yeah. Like, it's so anyway, we don't want that. Sorry, I went on a random, but that's one of my favorite, like, history kind of like what ifs, what happened there. You are going to choose one, but you're going to rule up to when you pass away, right?
I think I will do a gradual step down.
Oh, remove, yeah.
Slowly ease myself out of power, which for many a tyrant is the hardest thing to do.
Takes great moral courage.
Yep,
No,
that's what I'm known for. Great moral
exactly.
courage,
It's written
and
across your dragon.
keen-minded advisor Kevin Ryan.
You keep complimenting me, and it's awkward.
Yeah,
It's,
no, I flipped it
yeah,
back on you.
you did.
You were
Yeah,
supposed to
yeah.
compliment me every 3 to 5, and now I've
I
got
have
you.
been.
But I've got you back.
Yeah. All right. Right. Okay. So,
That's why I'm the
I have to ask: do you have a name in
tyrant.
mind? Have you a name in mind who you're going to name as the heir? Please. Don't.
You want me to? No, you
No.
added the don't. I thought you were about to say, please, after all of my scheming, put me in charge of this empire.
No. But whenever you're ready, you can announce your heir.
As part of that gradual step down, I will first start to give more power to my beloved wife.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then, as I fully remove myself, I will give that to one of our citizens. Depending on kind of assessing all of their performance over the many years and
Paul?
rolling on some random tables.
Paul? Oh, it starts with a P.
But we have now allowed Paul's in,
Oh,
as long as it's not Quentin.
yeah. No, his husband Quentin is
We
still in
shipped him off to
Alabama.
South Carolina. Yep.
Or he ran to Alabama. But okay. Who is the heir? I really don't think it should be me in any way, but yeah.
All right. Only because, well, you know, Kevin, it is said the greatest of kings are those who don't want the responsibility.
I have a
And
proposal for you.
now I've made my choice. The more you have protested, the more certain I am of Kevin Ryan for
Minute.
king.
Can I not just immediately like abdicate?
I mean, that's up to you. You're the tyrant now, dog.
I don't have dice.
I flipped your entire show around on you.
Hold on a minute. I've just realized the 100 dice. Screw this, I'm getting off this island. I was only afraid of like being
Right,
murdered.
Kevin, I
Okay.
tell you what.
Yes.
I'll give you a 50% chance to get out of running this kingdom.
Well, you see, what I was going to do is use a D100, and the other four advisors would go 1 to 25, 26 to 50. Do you know what I mean? They'd have a 1 in 4 shot.
All right. But a caveat to that,
Yeah.
if you roll a 95 or higher, you're stuck doing the job.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm shackled to the orb.
All right, roll it.
Right. Have you any idea who's 1 to 4? Whatever way you named
I
them
do.
there.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
I got
Okay.
I got names in place.
Okay. Good. The roll is, please, I'm getting 90, 95, isn't it?
95 or higher.
Okay. It's a 66.
All right. I was really hoping you were going to say a 96. That would have been just
Yeah.
such a
No.
cherry on top of the episode.
Yeah.
That is going to be Dr. Jensen,
Lucius.
who, yep, Dr. Lucius Jensen, who also will not want this,
Beautiful. Oh, I'm just switching.
and will grudgingly be forced to be in charge of this country.
The thing is, will he not now go, oh, well, I'm just going to roll a dice? Because what I'm suggesting is, will you not, in your quest to put me in charge, have accidentally started a breakup of the whole thing? Because
The
how
short answer is, I'm not in charge anymore. That's not
it
my
could
problem.
happen. I tell you what, will you roll a D100 for me if you get under
Absolutely.
50? One of us
The
decide. I tell
thing,
you,
yeah.
we all decide we should stick together for the sake of Dragonia, which is now massive. If it's over 50, it's breaking off into little kingdoms.
57.
Yeah, the whole thing is falling apart.
Like Ozymandias.
The
Look on my
Americans
great
have
works in despair.
the Americans have risen up from Alabama and have taken the
And they
West and East
decided to
Coast.
take South Carolina back. Well, we had a good
You
run.
had a good run, you bunch of dorks. Brian, what a lovely end to a once great nation of Dragonia.
A delightful and weird journey we've taken
It was
together.
a very realistic journey. It was a, I think it was a good example of how empires form and collapse. I have to ask you, where do people again find yourself online and offline if you want?
Absolutely. There are a couple of different spaces you can find me, but the best one is going to be Spirits and Monsters of Old Seattle. You can find us at spiritsandmonsters.com or wherever you get podcasts like Spotify, Apple Podcast, Overcast, or anywhere else. You can also hear myself and the amazing Kevin Ryan on Facehuggers and Friends, an alien RPG podcast. Which similarly, you can find at any spot you get podcasts.
I am going to get you back for this and introduce an imaginary friend called
I
Brian who will get me out of every scenario. He's going to be like your man in Quantum Leap. That's what my plan is.
You're
Before we
Dean
go,
Stockwell.
yeah, oh God, yeah. You, as Magister and Head Tyrant, what would be your parting words, your advice to your citizens before the nation collapses? Just lead the audience off with something.
I think I will not just say although I apparently have
I
been
did.
accused by Paul of doing that a lot. I will tell them to always roll high.
Roll high and then off to the sunset. Okay, good.
Yep. And then I will flee with my $200 billion.
Oh, of course you did. Broke country. Okay,
Ending
financially
on a
and
high note.
geographically. Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.